Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. As always, I'm always grateful to the time we have together, the time we spend together. And of course, we, as you know, we do our best to make sure that that time is spent well. And one of the ways we do that is by introducing you to really smart people, like our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner, longtime Brain Trust member all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century, 2 decades ago almost, 1999 when he first joined us. Ivan is the, as you know, is the world's guru, probably the galaxy's guru on networking. He's the founder of Business Network International, and he's a very prolific author, and he's the co-author of a brand new book that's launching literally even as we speak. It's called Business Networking and Sex, in parentheses, Not What You Think. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. As you know, we have a tradition. Like for the last 10 years, every book I launch on your show.
I want to know the reason why, right? Well, I appreciate
that. What better show to launch it on than your show?
I agree. Well, we're honored to do that, and we appreciate it very much. Business networking sex is all about the differences between the sexes, between the genders, in the way that they think about networking, and the way they think about going to market. And as we all know, it is different. And one of the concepts in the book early on, Ivan, is what you call the X principle. This is a playoff of the Pareto principle, isn't it?
It is, in a way, yeah, the 80-20 rule. And just to let your audience know, you know, the title is a little provocative, Business Networking and Sex, and it is about gender, as you also said, but a book called Business Networking and Gender, you could hear the crickets chirping right now, you know, and nobody would go, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's it. So that's why we went with this title, but it really is, it's about the difference between men and women. And the X principle, which is a spin on the Pareto principle, applies here in a very interesting way. When my co-authors and I, Frank Tarafoli and Hazel Walker, when we did this data, because the book is based on a survey of 12,000 business people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we sat down with the data, and we had like hundreds of pages of statistical tables, and I tried to narrow it all down. And we sat down for about 3 or 4 days and started going through it, and we were like, oh, my. You know, the differences between men and women were not gigantic. You know, we expected huge percentage differences between men and women in the questions. We asked a series of about 24 very objective questions, and they weren't huge. However, when it came time to the open-ended questions, we asked, the very last question we asked was, you know, do you have a story about networking that you would like to submit? And, oh, my, what a difference. We had 1,000 people responded with their stories. And it was, they were light years apart. Women really felt undervalued, intimidated, ignored, overshadowed. Men felt that women weren't focused on business and didn't get to the point.
Huh.
And this stories were just remarkable. I would say in terms of the data, Mars and Venus aren't two different planets. They're two different cities in the same county.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that they're reasonably close. But when it came to people's perceptions of men and women, they were light years apart. And we came up with a phrase that really summarizes this, and that is, the exception becomes the perception. That is, those handful of people who behave badly,
mm-hmm.
become the perception for the entire gender. Mm-hmm. That's what the X principle basically says, is that small percentage of people out there, the small percentage of men who don't behave at a networking event,
right,
become the perception for men.
Right.
That small percentage of women who dress badly become the perception at a networking event.
I've had that to happen to me. I mean, I've had women to presume that I was going to act a certain way because I was a guy.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Sometimes they were right. sometimes they were wrong. Ivan, hold on to that thought. The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct. It's bookstores today, and, of course, it's on Amazon.
You're going to want two copies, folks, because you're going to want to give one away. Going to take a quick break, 20 till. Coming right back with our good friend Ivan Meiser. His new book is called Business Networking and Sex.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.